wave of NFL talent will be coming through the doors here at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's the 30th consecutive NFL Scouting Combine here in Indianapolis, as more than 300 of the very best college football players will walk through these hallways for a four-day grueling job interview as they try to enter the NFL. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live, for Broncos TV Live from the NFL Scouting Combine. I'm Phil Milani, Matt Boyer, and Andrew Mason. We will have head coach Gary Kubiak's live press conference, and then he'll be joining us here on set just a few minutes afterwards. But, guys, what do we expect to hear from Kubiak up at the podium?
Well, I think first and foremost, there's going to be a lot of questions about free agency. Malik Jackson is obviously going to be the big name for the Broncos this offseason, along with Von Miller. Broncos, a lot of people expect them to franchise tag Von Miller. So there's a lot of questions surrounding Malik, a lot of questions surrounding Danny Trevathan, and then the quarterback position, because Peyton Manning's status still uncertain for next season, along with Brock Osweiler's another free agent. So I think free agency as a whole is going to be the main point of emphasis today.
You think that, and maybe like a little bit of a season recap there after we've settled in here 2 weeks removed from the Super Bowl race?
Well, yeah, like 2 weeks ago when he talked to the media back at the UC Health Training Center in Colorado, he said, hey, I've just been breaking down film this morning, kind of starting his postseason reviews. So he's two-plus weeks removed from the season, starting to get a bigger picture look at things. But, yeah, free agency is going to be the thrust, and also, frankly, a quarterback. That's kind of dwarfing everything right now as they await Peyton Manning's status and start to figure out what to do. They certainly want Brock Osweiler back. There's reports they're going to talk to him about a contract here, and that's going to be a key talking point today.
Well, and we know that the Peyton Manning thing should hopefully get settled and all the questions kind of take care of themselves here in the next couple of weeks as the new league season begins on March 9th. Matt, if Peyton Manning retires, they'll probably look to try and do something with Brock Osweiler. How do you think that situation will come out here?
Well, I think that Brock is going to be in demand this free agent season just because a lot of teams, the teams kind of near the top of the draft, this draft has great quarterback options near the top. But in the later rounds, maybe not so much. I think an established quarterback like Brock, a guy who's proven that he is able to do all the things necessary to win games in this league, I think that's going to be huge as far as his price point goes. I do think, though, that the Broncos are going to get a deal done, hopefully, with him. It would be nice to see him stay just because the Broncos put such an emphasis on drafted players. You think about Derek Wolfe. Derek Wolfe just signing a nice extension at the end of last season. I think this year the emphasis will be on signing those players that have spent their entire careers with the Broncos.
Yeah, that should be definitely a major talking point when Kubiak goes to the podium. The other topic, though, of course, the Super Bowl MVP Von Miller is a free agent. Mace, that will be a major topic of conversation as well.
It's a major topic, but frankly, it's kind of cut and dry. I mean, there's been every indication given that if they can't get a long-term deal done within the next week, that they're going to put the franchise tag on him. Of course, the deadline for applying the franchise tag is on March 1st. So that I think is a little more cut and dry, a little more certain one way or another that either he's going to get a long-term deal done or you're going to buy some time to get a long-term deal done. Really, all the questions are elsewhere. And, you know, Matt was talking about some of the quarterbacks. It's a good quarterback crop. But every one of those guys that you're talking about at the top of the draft, Jared Goff, Paxton Lynch, Carson Wentz, comes with some question marks. And if the Broncos want to get something done with Brock Osweiler. But if they can't and they have to go that draft route, which one of those guys might be available at 31? Might you have to move up to get one of those guys if you can't re-sign Brock Osweiler? And then the other thing, even if they do re-sign Brock Osweiler, I still think they'll take a quarterback at some point in the draft. And then you're talking about that third round or third day quarterback that you're projecting, very similar to Trevor Siemian last year. You know, John Elway likes to bring in quarterbacks, likes to keep that line moving. It's the old Ron Wolf philosophy from Green Bay in the 1990s. Keep adding young quarterbacks, keep developing them. Maybe they work out for you, and if they don't, you can offload them for picks later on. So I think we'll see, one way or another, I think we'll see a drafted quarterback this year.
Well, Well, and it's definitely interesting when you come to the combine after winning the Super Bowl, only 2 weeks there to sort of shift focus, reflect on the season, and then now look ahead mm-hmm. to the next season. We talked about the two major topics here, the quarterback situation with Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler, Von Miller franchise tag or not, but if they can get some sort of deals done with those two guys, what does that mean for Malik Jackson?
It might mean that Malik could be the odd man out. We just don't know at what price is Von Miller and Brock Osweiler are going to cost. It seems like the Broncos are very high on Malik Jackson. I think that they've said that all year long. John Elway and Gary Kubiak both have had nothing but glowing remarks about Malik Jackson this season. So I think there's a great emphasis on his production, a great emphasis on what he's able to do on the defensive line. But that being said, he's going to come at a high price just because of what he was able to do down the stretch. Touchdown in the Super Bowl, a fumble recovery. I mean, he played well. He played so well down the stretch. I think that he's going to command a great deal of money. It's just going to be a matter of, does he want to stay in Denver and at what price?
Well, and we know what value there is in an elite defensive line. The Broncos' defensive line was so solid throughout the playoffs. And they really disruptive force against Tom Brady and then Cam Newton there. But after Malik, there's a couple of unrestricted or restricted free agents that the Broncos also need to worry about.
Well, yeah, but to touch on Malik first before we go to the RFAs, you know, we saw back in November with Joe Thomas in the trade negotiations that there's a line with every player, every situation that John Elway won't cross. He'll go to a certain point, but if it gets beyond that, he's got the gumption to walk away and move on. And that's, you know, I think that line will determine whether Malik Jackson is back or not. If Malik decides he wants more than what the Broncos are willing to pay, they'll go in another direction. And this is a good year to look for defensive ends as well, I'll say that. So if you have to replace Malik Jackson, you're in good shape. RFAs, restricted free agents, C.J. Anderson and Brandon Marshall. You know, Anderson, we saw what he did in the Super Bowl week. He was the bellwether running back down the stretch, even though he was splitting time with Ronnie Hillman. Anderson was the more effective of the two the last couple months of the season. And Brandon Marshall got an honorable mention all-pro nod. Both of those guys may have some value on the restricted market if the Broncos don't put a high enough restricted tender on those guys. With Brandon Marshall, I think it may take a first-round tender to keep teams from trying to make an offer for him. So that's something the Broncos have to consider, because I don't think they can afford to lose both Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan. They can probably get by with losing one of them, but if they lose both, I think that puts the inside linebackers in some peril.
Well, the way the salary cap works and everything like that, you have to have guys who you draft and develop and create that talent where they're not making some of that upper echelon type money in order to have success. And you know that the Broncos would love to be able to keep that top-ranked defense intact. Matt, it just seems like they may have to turn to the draft to kind of replace some of these guys.
But it's a familiar thing for them, because a guy you mentioned and a guy Mace just mentioned, Danny Trevathan, a late-round pick who developed into a front-line starter. The Broncos are very good at that. Matt Paradis, for example, a late-round pick, front-line guy now. He's on the offensive side of the ball, but the Broncos do a great job of finding value in the later rounds, especially on the defensive side. Omar Bolden, David Bruton, guys who have developed through the Broncos system have done a great job as far as being found late. You know, it's hard to tell what the Broncos are going to do in the draft, just because free agency is going to dictate a lot of that. Like, if they were to lose Marshall and Trevathan, yeah, they would probably go in the inside linebacker route for the draft. So, but I do think this is a deep defensive draft, and I think that if that were to happen, I think the Broncos would be okay.
And Mace, you were out at the Senior Bowl a few weeks ago out in Mobile. What do you think, how do you think this draft is sort of stacking up, especially later on where the Broncos will be picking?
Very strong at defensive end, especially three techniques. I think if you have to make a pick there, I think there's good depth going down the line. I think it seemed like better off looking for those three techniques, those 285, 290-pound guys, than the edge rushers who are, you know, 20 to 25 pounds lighter. Good depth there. Not very good at wide receiver. That's okay. It's not a real big Broncos knee at this point. Not a good receiver draft. An intriguing quarterback draft, like we touched on. Everyone's got, there's at least one flaw in everybody. There's no can't-miss guy in this group, but there's a lot of talent you can work with. You know, a guy who's who may be moving into the second-day realm is Dak Prescott out of Mississippi State, who I thought really looked impressive down in Mobile. If he can get his footwork a bit more consistent, he's got all the intangibles. He's got the arm strength. I heard someone compare him to Tim Tebow, which is laughable. The only thing they have in common is they can be power runners at times, but Brett Prescott's on a different planet when it comes to throwing the football. So someone like him is intriguing. Reasonable depth on offensive line as well. There's a few safeties the Broncos may take a look at, I think, when you get to day two or day three, because free agency could hit that position hard as well. David Bruton Jr., Omar Bolden, you know, Josh Bush, all on the market.
Well, it should certainly be interesting when we get to know some of these guys a little bit more over the next couple of months as we get set for the NFL draft here. And if you're just joining us, this is Broncos TV Live from the Scouting Combine here in Indianapolis. We're going to get set for head coach Gary Kubiak's presser here in just a few minutes, and then we'll be lucky enough to have him join us live on the set. We'll get about 5 minutes with head coach Gary Kubiak, and then we'll also hopefully get Troy Rank from the Denver Post to join us live on set here to sum up the day here. Mace, you have something here?
No, I just actually have to go cover Kubiak.
So we think that Kubiak is getting set here. He's scheduled to talk at 10:15 local time, 8:15 mountain time. So now it'll be just the Matt Boyer and Phil Milani show, which
not bad.
The ratings should go up here a little bit right now, right?
Right. Well, I can see the numbers already. They're just skyrocketing. I do want to bring up one point, though, real quick, just to kind of get your thoughts on this, too. But the offensive line and running backs today, I think it's very fitting that these are going to be 2 points of emphasis for the Broncos going into the offseason, and we get to see the cream of the crop, guys like a Decker from Ohio State, a Conklin from Michigan State. Those guys will probably be somewhere in the teens to 20 range. I think that both of those guys are going to have to really, you know, show out today as far as what they're able to do to kind of elevate themselves into that first round. But I think that the running backs and the O-line today, I think it's a very intriguing day for the Broncos.
Yeah, nothing on the field just yet here today, but we will be talking with the offensive line and running back.
Right.
Definitely a couple of positions interesting for the Broncos. If you think about their offensive line, everybody thinks back to sort of some early season struggles there for them. But if you really think about it, Ryan Clady goes down. You're talking about an all-pro kind of guy there. Tyson Brilo, their second-round pick on offensive line, goes down. Anytime you lose two guys like that, there's going to be some struggles as they adjust. So it'll be interesting to see what the Broncos, how they feel about that offensive line. And then, of course, the running back position, Ronnie Hillman, C.J. Anderson, both of those guys, free agents this season.
Yep.
See how the Broncos feel about that. And the running back position in general has been interesting to see how it's been valued in the draft. Last year, we see some guys go a little bit early, and this year maybe there's not a running back kind of like that.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott's probably the only guy that is in the first round of most of the mock drafts by the experts. Derrick Henry, the Heisman Trophy winner, not in the first round. He's a late first, early second by most projections. But like you said, the wear and tear that running backs take in the NFL has kind of devalued that position a little bit. And the tandem running back. I mean, even look at the Broncos. You think about C.J. Anderson, Ronnie Hillman. It took two running backs, two good running backs, just to kind of fill that position. Running back isn't really a position anymore where it's just filled by one guy. Adrian Peterson might be one of the exceptions to the rule, but now you're looking at guys who can hit the outside. You need a guy who can hit the outside, a guy who can hit the middle. So spreading the carries around is really going to be key, I think, heading forward for an offense like the Broncos.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's not just one guy who's doing it, but as we saw in that Pittsburgh Steelers game in the playoffs, the Broncos turned to that running game late in the fourth quarter, pounded it down the field, and were able to get that touchdown to go put the game out of doubt.
Right.
So definitely the position is key for the Broncos, especially that zone running scheme. But maybe it's not just one individual guy that you reach up for and take in the first round.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of needs. And I think John Elway's shown in previous drafts that they're going to draft best available most of the time. I think that you look at last year, they moved up a couple spots and grabbed Shane Ray. Shane Ray, the best prospect at the time. And really, if you had to redraft now, probably about a top 10 pick, I would say, as far as the picks that we saw last year.
Okay. Well, those are the guys who will be talking on the podium all day here. Of course, you can watch the live stream of Podium A all day long on DenverBroncos.com. But now we're going to send things over to head coach Gary Kubiak, who's just about to step onto the podium. Of course, we'll be joined live by him on set right after he's done talking on the podium. So let's go ahead and send things over to head coach Gary Kubiak, who's talking to the press right now.